Hello, sexy people. Welcome to the Weekly Hotspot. You know, the show where Delia and Marilyn, your sexy mistress co-hosts, talk about all the things that get us hot and bothered. Now, I am your super sexy co-host, Delia, of BegForMistress.com.
And this is Mistress Marilyn, your naughty, cock-teasing dum-dum of KinkAdvisor.com, and sultry co-host of tonight's Kinkify Sexy Fun.
Now, tonight is kind of a fun show. We have been away for a couple of weeks making changes. And as you'll notice, tonight is the biggest change of all. We've changed to, well, from Friday nights at 7 to Sunday nights at 8. And we will be on before the magic bus. Woohoo! So, maybe that fooled you a little bit, and that's what our show is all about, bloopers, practical jokes, and April Fools. So I have a fun question for you all. Are you ready to get hot? Get ready to have some fun, sexy fun, as we always do, and get ready to get hot.
Welcome back, everybody. Well, we have decided to bring you a little bit of prankster chat in light of April Fool's Day, which, I gotta say, was really just too much fun for me this year. How about you, Miss Delia? Did you have a little bit of kinky fun on your April Fool's Day?
I had a little bit of kinky fun on my April Fool's, yeah.
Well, I know that you and I are both ladies that always have stories, and I have one that I am going to have to share with you in a couple minutes. But for right now, I gotta say, there are just so many ways to pull the satin over the eyes of an unsuspecting playmate. For me, once I know what kinks they're comfortable exploring, there is lots of naughty trickery to play with. I mean, come on, boys. Have you ever had a mistress hide her strap-on cock by tucking it into her thigh-high stock? Or have you ever had me tell you that I just might be willing to take off my panties and give you a show after you slipped into a pair of panties for me? See, with a mistress prankster, you're never quite sure exactly what you're in for. And I bet Miss Delia has some ideas, too.
Oh, I definitely have some ideas about April Fool's. There's always fun little ways to torment and tease an unsuspecting or even a suspecting subby. That's just really fun. Now, you talk about hiding a strap-on. Oh, I love doing things like that in plain sight and wearing panties and or not or switching roles. Those things are all kinds of naughty, naughty fun. I like the quick switches, though. You know, I've done things where I was doing things with heat play.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of using, you know, something really, you know, warm or wax, you know, think about this. Someone's expecting the burning kiss of a drop of wax. And instead you drip some ice. It becomes a little bit of a naughty mindfuck. And it's very fun and very sexy to always keep them guessing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. You know, every time you talk about a naughty mindfuck, Miss Delia, you just have a habit of doing something to me. As for the sexy story that I had to share with you, one of my favorite kinky pranks is one I wrote about over at analtrainingphonesex.com in an Anal April Fools. Miss Delia and I often have anal enthusiasts come to us with hopes of being pounded with an 8-inch strap-on, only to tell us that they're actually anal virgins. Now, in the realm of pure fantasy, of course you can do 8 inches if you like, but in real-time play, you know you're going to have to start small. So I gave my willing playmate the best of both worlds by prepping his big black strap-on dildo and slipping it into my harness before I slipped a blindfold over his eyes. Now, Miss Delia, I did go at him a little bit hard. Actually, much rougher than I normally would with an anal newbie.
Mm-hmm.
And all the while, teasing him for just how much he loved that huge, thick strap-on.
Wow.
Now, here's the best part. It was only when I pulled out and pulled his blindfold off that he realized the whole time he had only taken 6 very slim inches of cock that just felt relatively huge to his anal experience level, keeping his ass safe while effectively breaking his pride. Now, you can check out the full post at analtrainingphonesex.com, and I know you want to, but I'm betting that Miss Delia can think of a spin on this trick, perhaps even involving our Course 5 fans, and maybe even a real cock.
Absolutely. Absolutely I can. In fact, I love blogging about naughty things, too, and over on my blog, begformistress.com, there is a post that you absolutely want to read if you want to hear about some very naughty trickery. It's actually called Jack's Fateful Trip. Now, most people know Jack, and if you don't, you'd really better get over to that blog just so you can have a read. And there was a few months ago, about 6 months ago maybe, we were on a little trip in Atlantic City walking the boardwalk, and it was like monsoon winds. So, of course, I insisted that we leave. Being demanding and mistressy as I am, right? He was done with it, too, so it was okay. So, on the way back, there was a very interesting little adult bookstore, and I had Jack head into the bookstore in the back to the glory hole, suck his first cock, which turned into 3 cocks, and he had no idea, maybe still doesn't, but will after this podcast, that it was something that I had fixed up well ahead of time. I had planned it out. I had gotten all of the men from my kink group, you know, who were into this, you know, there in that area and willing to do fun things. So I knew everybody who was there and behind the scenes. I was texting with everyone while I was, you know, standing behind him in this little booth. And he was just anticipating that first cock. Oh, it was incredible. And to him, it was just this really incredible new experience, just so intense. The intensity level was amazing. But it was my little secret. It was my little way to fuck with him. Mm-hmm. And it was so, so fun. Now, you know, he knows what happened now, but he didn't then.
Oh, I do like that. I would have loved to see the look on his face when he finally figured it out.
Oh, you know, I do have a little video on my cell phone. I'll have to send that to you, Miss Marilyn.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, I'm going to love that.
Uh-huh. And I bet we have some sneaky, naughty little sex toys that we're going to talk about next. I love hiding things in plain sight. And hopefully the sex toy reviews coming up will inspire you to see things in a fresh, new, naughty way.
Welcome back, everybody. It is time for Miss Marilyn's sex toy reviews. But tonight, Miss Delia is going to be joining in on our reviews because we're reviewing the sexiest and kinkiest sex toys that you can find right around the house. Better yet, you can fool anyone with these toys. Leave them in plain sight and no one is going to know the difference. So, I think we are going to have to start off with a couple of Miss Delia's favorites.
All right. Okay, so the first toy that you can really hide in plain sight is called a muddler. Now, many of you might know what a muddler is if, you know, you're used to kind of crushing herbs to let out their aromas. The most common use for a muddler for me, well, not for me, you know, where I've seen it used most, is crushing of mint to put in the drink a mojito. So you muddle the mint leaves and you pop them in the drink, and it makes the drink taste a certain way. I don't know. I've never had a mojito. I don't drink. So I can only anticipate that it's good. But I've muddled herbs for salad dressings and rubs on meat, you know, the meat that you eat, not the other meat, and all kinds of fun stuff. So what a muddler looks like, if you look for a muddler, and this one particular muddler that I'm talking about, I got at a Common Bath and Household Goods shop. It looks like a nice, about an inch and a quarter circumference metal dildo. It looks just like it. And at the base of it, you know, the bottom of it, that the part that doesn't go in your ass, is the part that you would muddle with. And when I looked at that, I just laughed. I started laughing out loud right in the home store because I had to have it. So I grabbed one. Now, it's not in the kitchen drawer, but if you're really naughty, I suppose it could stay in the kitchen. But for me, it sits in my sex toy bag, and that is one of the really coolest things for hiding in plain sight, a nice little anal toy. And you know what? It's metal. It's dishwasher safe. It easily sanitizes. And it's really, really, you know, very naughty. And it just looks so naughty. I have to say, I love that. And the other thing that I really like, you know, speaking of kitchen things, if you are into impact play, but, you know, you don't want to grab a paddle, a leather paddle, say, from the fetish store or anything like that, one thing that you can do that's really fun, sneaky, and sexy is in the grocery store where they have a lot of the kitchen items. You know, sometimes they'll sell pots and pans and dishes. Usually what you can find is what I like to call the cheese paddle. They'll usually call it a cheese board, and it's something where you would slice up a nice piece of cheese and maybe pepperoni. They're usually the size of a paddle, but a little bit thinner. So just imagine having that in your kitchen, sitting in a drawer somewhere or behind a cabinet door someplace. And when you need that impact play, you just take it out and go for it, because they do have nice kind of handles and they have a good weight to them. And these are things that in your kitchen can be hidden right in plain sight. So always look at your household goods stores and your grocery store with renewed interest and very open and aware eyes, because you can find some kinky things. What about you, Miss Marilyn? What do you like? What are your favorites?
Well, you know, after you mentioned that, I'm just thinking, you know, I have one of those cheese boards in my kitchen. It would be a nice change of pace for my wooden paddles.
Oh, yes. Definitely try it. Oh, it's fun.
Well, one that I do have, this is actually taking it over to the powder room. I just adore electric toothbrushes. I mean, they're simple. You can walk into your, you know, any drugstore, any grocery store, pick one up with a little pack of batteries, and I just think that they are really too much fun for sensually teasing a pair of sensitive nipples, or my absolute favorite, for giving the tip of a man's cock a delightful extra buzz. And I just think he squirms so much more if I've been etching him for a while. Have you ever tried that, Miss Celia, with the electric toothbrush in particular?
I like electric toothbrushes for lots of buzzing fun when you don't have a vibrator handy. It's great. Yeah, I love those.
Always handy. And, you know, coming back to your impact play toys, wooden spoons, aren't they just one of the best?
Yep.
See, I love them. I think they're great for a lightweight yet quite effective spanking toy with just the right spot. You know, you have less of a surface area, so it can give a bit more of a precise sting. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
What can be even more fun is if I use it with an even lighter spot. It is just the perfect saw is for some light CBT play. Oh, my.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Especially if you use it so that the spoon side is up. You know, so that it kind of cups the balls as you're swatting them. It really is the perfect size and the perfect naughty toy.
I just have a mental image of you swatting at a pair of delightful balls with this grin on your face. I love it.
Uh-huh. That's me.
And, you know, while we're still in the realm of CBT toys, clothespins and chip clips really, really deserve to have something said for them. I've just got to say that they make great BDSM toys for balls and nipples.
Mm.
My safety recommendations, I think our playmates always want to make sure that any clips you use are nice and smooth, and I always test the tension by pinching them between my thumb and my index finger. Now, you got to remember, the more well-used they are, the looser they tend to get. Come to think of it, not unlike my strap-on sluts. But remember, if you're interested but inexperienced, you can always play with Miss Celia and I so we can gleefully teach you how to play safely and indulge in listening to your sweet little whimpers at it.
Oh, yeah. Now, I have another idea for something that's really, a couple of things, that's really, really good when you have something that you just need to do something in a pinch. Frozen bananas. Frozen bananas are something that I have used for anal play and temperature play at the same time. Now, I make a lot of smoothies, and I often have, I mean, a huge selection of frozen bananas in my freezer. And it's really easy for you to do, too. Nobody's going to question it. You blend one up in a smoothie. You can have these hidden in plain sight. It's easy to do. But then there might be one day when you're craving a little anal stimulation, and you pop one out of the bag, throw a condom on it, and go to town, and then you throw it away. Because bananas are very inexpensive, and that's it. But yeah, frozen bananas are really incredible and sexy. But you want to make sure that you play safely with them and never, never, never just sort of leave a frozen banana inside yourself, because that's too cold, and it can drop your body temperature quickly. But playing with a naughty toy like that for a little while, oh, with someone guiding you, is really sexy. The other thing that I think is great is if you're in a hotel room and you need some kind of, like, say, oh, something to tie up your cock and balls, and you're just completely out of, you know, any kind of bondage tape or you don't have a cock ring, well, go to your shoes and take off those shoelaces. And now you've got perfect ties for cock and balls right there in plain sight. And all you have to do is relace your shoe when you're done. So easy. And then I think my last thing is when you haven't been able to buy that Astroglide or your favorite hybrid silicone and regular lube, and you're just dying to stroke with an amazing lube, there are some things that you can get that are not at all expensive that generally would be either in the powder room or in the kitchen. And these are my oils. Of course, there's olive oil and canola oil that you can use, but I really love coconut oil and vitamin E oil. There's one that I have, a nice vitamin E oil that has a little touch of almond oil in it, and it has that kind of smell of cherries. It's so yummy. It's not a cherry smell at all. It's actually the sweet almond smell, but it's just so, oh, so nice. And you can feel really good, really sexy, and you can add that little bit of slickness to your stroking session. And you might just have to run to the kitchen or the powder room to get your lube. And they can be hidden right in plain sight, and no one will ever question a bottle of oil in the kitchen, will they? Uh-uh.
Oh, that is beautifully crafty. And see, now I'm just thinking, I really love almonds. That would smell so delicious. Oh, my.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do. And it's so nice. You either have the nice sweet almond smell or, you know, the smell, light smell of coconut, like vanilla-ish coconut. So it's aromatherapy with your stroking.
Oh, I love that. Mm. Now, see, now that you've got them all lubed up, Miss Delia, we are going to have to think of just a couple more ways to play with them, and I have an idea.
Oh, do tell.
Well, I'm sure you know that tickle torment is one of my absolute favorite fetishes to explore, and to...
I love it.
Sex toys. Oh, and you know I'm terrible and merciless when it comes to my tickle scenes.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, feather dusters, I think, are just the perfect toy for this to have them laying around the house and no one will know the difference. I say you always use a brand new one because, come on now, you don't want to have me tell you to tickle your nipples only to start sneezing on me. That's not going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even if not for merciless tickle torment, even for just vanilla play and great sensual teasing, feather dusters feel incredible on your skin, all over your body. I mean, there are so many different lines and little patches of skin to play with to get you nice and warmed up for me. So, I know you're going to want to try one of these. And I'm going to wrap up tonight's sex toy reviews with something that I think every one of my playmates should keep a stash of, and that would be nitrile gloves. I have always kept a stash of these. They blend right in with household supplies if you keep it next to a bottle of glass cleaner. Nitrile is really, really smooth, and I think it's very sexy. You can slip into a pair of gloves to make your touch feel different anywhere on your body. And that is a delightful thing. And you can also use it for very quick and safe anal fingering. Now, nitrile gloves come in so many different colors, which I love. I think that white is great for naughty nurse role play, while I personally keep a stash of purple and black for a more devious feel. And the absolute best part, if you have a latex allergy, you don't have to worry because you are not going to react to a pair of nitrile gloves, so you can still have your fun. And even if you don't have a latex allergy, they don't have that latex smell, which I can't stand. Nitrile gloves? Get them. Keep a stash so I can play with you.
Wow, I like this. This has been really, really great, thinking about how you can hide things in plain sight. And I think I just have one disclaimer. If you get any of these things, a feather duster, a muddler, a cheese board, you know, you can hide them in the kitchen, but don't use them for your kitchen needs or things for the bathroom. Use them only for the sex and then put them away. You know, store them in plain sight, but don't double purpose them. Only single purpose use for these kinds of naughty toys, just because, you know, sure, you can sterilize them, but you don't want bacteria floating around anywhere. Just be careful. All right, everybody, welcome back. It is time for our Enchantrix Empire Spotlight. Each week, we love to spotlight things that we found over at EnchantrixEmpire.com. Maybe it's a group, a poll, a blog, or a newly enchanted member. You never really know. But we want to know what you love. So suggest some things to us to be hot spotted. The first thing that I want to talk about is a poll from Ivory. And Ivory asks, what is your favorite slang for breasts? Oh, Miss Marilyn, I laughed.
See, oh, this poll had me cracking up. You know, there are so many names that I can think of for those wonderful boobies. And, you know, we sure had more than a few options to choose from. Do you happen to remember a few, Miss Delia?
I do. Some of the very sexy, funny options were torpedoes, big gulps, sweater stretchers, hooters, and honkers. And, well, I guess, because they're so commonly used, boobs and tits were the two most popular answers.
Oh, my. You know, I think I'm going to be calling them sweater stretchers all throughout next winter. For the summer, I might stick with torpedoes.
I like that.
But, you know, as for the time being, I still call mine boobies, just because it's freaking fun to say boobies, isn't it? Boobies.
It is fun. Now, going away from the ladies and their boobies, there's a poll from Miss Vivian over on Enchantrix Empire that asks, what is your favorite slang for a penis?
Oh, my. See, if I was laughing before, I laughed even harder after seeing this one.
Uh-huh.
You know, the first thought that popped into my head was that the nickname or slang for a penis is often dependent on a man's size and how he tells me he feels about it. I am all for safe, sane, and consensual small penis humiliation, and whether it's a shrimp dick or a sizable trouser snake, I will be having my fun either way.
Oh, my goodness. On the poll, Jemmy actually commented, calling it a, and I love this, battering ram of tenderness. But I have to say, dick and cock won out over all the other options of pecker, boner, or 100% all beef thermometer.
Oh, my. I like 100% all beef thermometer. You know, it is just always entertaining when Miss Vivian has her mind on dicks, isn't it?
Yeah, dicks are great. Hearing guys stroke their dick and watching guys stroke their dicks. Ooh, that is sexy, which leads me to talk about Goddess Hannah, who has a blog up on Enchantrix Empire that asks, have you ever performed on cam? Would you like to? And I have to tell you that watching a man perform on cam, whether he be a stroker or a sissy or cuckold or sucking cock, is just so hot. It adds that sexy visual component to the call that you can't get anywhere else. So, yes, I would love it if you wanted to perform on cam for me, guys. Oh, yeah. How about you, Miss Marilyn?
You know, Miss Delia, I am definitely going to have to agree with you. I adore when my guys and my sissy girls perform on cam for me. It just makes things so much sexier when I get to watch every single reaction and expression that is on their face when I have them stroke for me or slip into something sexy for me, whether that's a pair of panties or a pocket pussy. Well, I think we know right about what time in the show this is.
Mm-hmm.
It is stroking time.
Woo!
We mistresses came up for a song for you to enjoy and stroke to. So let's all have a few minutes of stroking pleasure, and you are totally allowed to come this week. Did you hear that right? Did I really just give you permission to come? And the most important question, did we all forget that this was the April Fool's show? No, not really. No coming.
Okay, everybody, we are going to calm things down a little bit now and go from sexy stroking to some funny stuff. And this part of the show is entitled Do Not Try This at Home. You've always got to be careful. Sometimes sex is fun. Well, all the time sex is fun, but sometimes sex can be a little dangerous. So be careful and do not try these things at home. In one of our previous shows, we have talked about a poll where someone was asking, could I use the no-no to remove the hair on my balls? Oh, no, no, no. No using of the no-no to remove pubic area hair. In fact, don't use the no-no at all. It burns. But that could make for some amusing stories of fried nuts after the irritation subsides. But you know what? Until that happens, heat and your testicles, it really just, they don't go together. It's not pretty. So say no to the no-no for pubic hair removal for sure.
You know, I just got a Christmas song stuck in my head after you mentioned that. And I know exactly which one, too.
Is that chestnuts roasting on an open fire?
Oh, yeah, I like when you say it.
Uh-huh. I knew what you were thinking.
And, you know, all I have to do is say the word cucumber, and I know what you're going to be thinking.
Mm-hmm. Do you take it in the ass?
Oh, my. No, but you know what? Really, boys, do not use cucumbers as anal sex toys. No, see, frozen bananas are one thing, but vegetables are not sex toys. And using them as such can cause notable issues, such as visiting the hospital for a rectal foreign object removal or being branded a pickle fucker by Mistress Marilyn and Kevin Smith.
Oh, this is interesting. That is very interesting. You know, it's true. And usually if I know someone or I use a vegetable, you know, or something like that as a sex toy, like I said with the bananas, always use a condom because if, you know, it kind of cracks in the middle of your use of it, you can easily just pull it out and the condom should keep it contained. But I agree with you. Frozen things are a little bit better. Cucumbers are not so sturdy. Oh, my God. But you know what? We know a lot of guys who will stick lots of things in their asses. And so just be really careful. We say do not try this at home for a reason. And I have one. Everyone knows that I love autofellatio, especially, you know, when guys can either bend down and self-suck, or more notably, the more common position, when, you know, you're laying on your bed and you flip your legs back so that your cock is hanging directly over your mouth while you're on webcam. I have to tell you, Miss Marilyn, I had someone do this for me, but he wasn't facing the wall. He was facing the opposite way of the bed, and he actually backwards somersaulted right off the bed while on webcam. He fell, got up. It was so awful. I was horrified standing there, shocked. Not with anything to say, but he got up and shook it off and said, oops, maybe I don't want to do this anymore. Is that okay? I was like, that's fine. Let's just go right to masturbation. So be careful when you are attempting autofellatio. Start off on the floor and practice throwing your head, your legs, kind of, you know, curving yourself into that pretzel shape. But do it on the floor, not on your bed, until you're really good on it. And then, you know, watch your momentum in your direction. Do you really want to fall off the bed? I don't think so.
You see, I know we're nice mistresses, so we will check to see if you're okay if it happens. But after that, we're just going to laugh at you.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that would be
yeah.
It, wouldn't it? Well, I definitely have one that none of our naughty boys should try at home. None of my naughty playmates should try at home. Because you should not attempt to pick up Miss Marilyn's bag of sex toys. Not ever. The weight of the metal, the leather, and the PVC will literally knock you off your feet before you even look inside. In fact, I guarantee it.
Oh, wow. And you're such a little thing, Miss Marilyn. Oh, I can't imagine you picking up that bag of sex toys. Not ever.
I have
you must have to pick and choose.
I do.
Well, you know that, you know, burglars will never take their sex toys with them. They wouldn't be able to hoist them. That is funny. All right, everyone. This was our fun little public service announcement. Do not try these things at home this week in place of jokes. But if you have a joke and you would love to have one of your favorite jokes featured on a weekly hotspot show, just send it to us at kinkclassroom@enchantrixempire.com and we will feature your funnies.
Welcome back, everybody. Well, Miss Marilyn does have some scheduled news for this week. I am going to be keeping to my regular hours as much as I can. I mean, let's face it, I do love my mornings. It's getting so much warmer out. I am getting so much hotter when I start my mornings these days.
Ooh, that's a good thing.
Oh, yes, indeed. But, you know, in case I have these days where I want to sleep in or have my pedicure booked, you are always going to want to check kinkadvisor.com/schedule. You see, I am typically available all week, 6:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern, except for Mondays and Fridays. But any changes made to that schedule, you can find right there on my schedule page. So be sure to stay tuned.
Very, very nice. And, oh, I have a little announcement before I go into my schedule. This past week with Mistress Tia, I did a new mistress interview with her. It is episode 158 on the Provocatalk Mistress Interviews. And I'll have a link right up on my blog this weekend. So do check my blog, Beg for Mistress, for all of that fun. And also click my schedule page. The good news is I am all moved into my new place, enjoying the sunshine and newly decorated spaces. So for the most part, my schedule is back to normal. So you can find me Monday through Friday during the days until about 5 in the afternoon or in the evening, I guess, right? That's evening, right? And then if you make an appointment with me at night, Monday through Friday, I absolutely will come back on for you at night. But make that sexy appointment with me. Email me, IM me, send carrier pigeons, ask live help to get in touch with me. Just find me to make an appointment. You can do it. Saturdays are generally off, again, unless we've agreed on a sexy appointment for the two of us. And Sundays, you can generally find me from 8 until midnight. And sometimes 8 until noon in the morning. So it just depends what kind of naughty parties have gone on Saturday night, what kink events I might have been to. So definitely check my schedule over on my Beg for Mistress blog.
See, I love the idea of you getting into kinky naughty fun.
Me too. I kind of need some kinky naughty fun soon.
Well, I, for one, have had way too much freaking fun tonight. I just adored our Prankster April Fool's show. Oh, thank you so much for tuning in for a spanking good time. This is Miss Marilyn signing off and slipping into the world of kinky pranks and naughty trickery. So, you have a kinky evening, and I will catch you next Sunday.
Oh, and this is Miss Delia telling you to remember to download our show's podcast and check out our partner blog, kinkclassroom.com, for all those little teasers and fun tidbits from the show. And remember, be back here at 8 p.m. Eastern every Sunday. Not Fridays anymore, Sundays. And everyone, have a hot and sexy week.